Our pastor has been on retreat and vacation for the past week and a half, and while he was gone, I took his pastor nameplate off of his door, and I put it under my name on my door, and I was really enjoying these 10 days of me being in charge and making decisions, and very few of which I was able to. But today, talking with Father Dan, I brought up something that I had made a decision on. And as I was saying it, realized I probably should have asked permission. And so I said the phrase we all probably are very familiar with. I said, I guess this is me asking for forgiveness instead of permission. And everything was fine with that situation. But I thought it was an interesting, as I reflect on that phrase, what I was ultimately saying was, like, can I get away with this? And I think when we use that phrase, I'll ask for forgiveness instead of permission, what we mean is there's something I want to get away with. And the harm of that is that I think we actually slip into thinking that forgiveness is in some way us getting away with something. Our scriptures this weekend, they break open the depth and the reality of what forgiveness is. Because intimately connected to forgiveness is both justice and mercy. Pope Francis says, within God, justice and mercy are one thing. They don't exist separate from each other. And I think for us as human beings, we want to be champions of justice. We want to make sure that the just due is given to each person, especially if they wronged us. I don't know why, it's just, I think, our inclination as human beings. And so for me, the line in today's scripture that really strikes me is the very last statement of our reading, our first reading from Sirach, where we dismiss the faults of others. And that seems strange because I think we very much want to point out the faults of others. For some reason, we hold tight and we relish the opportunity to point out the faults in others. We hold very tight to that, and that's what Sirach is pointing towards and saying, no, that's that's hateful to hold on to something so tightly. What mercy, what forgiveness asks us to do is to release those offenses, to release the faults of those around us, of our brothers and sisters. And what Christ is saying is that it's not going to be good for us unless we forgive our brothers from our heart. This importance of a depth of forgiveness that requires a releasing of one's debts. That's why the parable that Christ uses to open this up is such a beautiful and powerful example. There's almost a hyperbole going on here because it's pretty much ridiculous the amount of mercy that the king in today's parable has. This debtor is brought before him, and this translation says he owed a huge amount. I was reading a write-up on today's gospel that says, if you look at the Greek, the translation that's used in the wording implies that amount was about equivalent to today's standards of $60 million. So when we're saying a huge amount, it literally means huge. Think about what's being done to pay that debt. He's being sold, his wife, his children, and all his property. This is a huge debt that this man somehow got into, owing this king. And how does the king react? When it says he reacts with compassion, he doesn't just say, all right, I'm gonna let you get away with this. Just make sure you pay it. All right, I'm going to turn my head. Just make sure you get it eventually to me. No, he dismisses the entire debt. He says, you no longer owe this. Mercy goes far beyond some sort of retribution or payment. And the risk with mercy is that we might never get repayment. We might never see retribution. But we are called to have hearts of mercy that go above and beyond that, even though the person that I'm being asked to forgive might not, in my opinion, deserve it. Mercy goes beyond what I think a person deserves. And it speaks to my ability then to release them of that expectation, of that debt. And this is only possible because, as I said, that quote from Pope Francis, that justice and mercy are one when it comes to God. They're one because in the cross, those two things meet. Where our Savior dies, the one alone who is just gives himself for our sins, for our debts, my debts. He already is forgiven the huge debt that I myself owe. And if I don't show that same compassion to my brothers and sisters, well, then there's going to be something surprising to me from the Master, from the King, because we are called to forgive on that level, to show mercy on that level. And so for us this weekend, for us to stop and ask, am I showing mercy on that level? On the level that I have been shown mercy? That my huge debt, that I know very well there should be retribution for, but there's not going to be, because it has been paid by the cross. And now I'm free to show mercy. Am I showing that mercy, that level of mercy, to the people around me? To the ones I encounter that I want to call out for their faults? To the people that I disagree with? To the people that there's friction right now between me and them? Am I approaching others with the level of mercy with which I have been approached? What a great opportunity for us to reflect on that question, to ask how I'm encountering others. Am I showing that level of compassion, of mercy? Because if we hold on to things, then our heart has no place to grow. But when we show mercy to others, our hearts that are made for that level of compassion, they flourish. And we become a people who witness to the reality of the God who we serve. A God who has given himself for the debt that we owe. Who is it that I need to forgive today? Who is it that I need to release? Who is it that I need to show mercy to?